Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, everybody, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Over in the book of Acts, in the 13th chapter and the 9th verse, the scriptures say, "Then Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked straight at him." Now, it might surprise you to learn that the Apostle Paul is better known by his humble nickname, Paul, which means little one, than by his kingly given name, Saul, which means asked of God. Isn't that interesting? The great work that he did was by a humble nickname, Paul, but based on what he was called, he did the opposite. He certainly wasn't asked of God to go become a terrorist against believers. But as one scholar described it, the day soon came in the Roman Empire when men could call their dogs Nero and their sons Paul. Alexander McLaren, who is a wonderful theologian, probes the significance of Paul's change of name and his change of direction and attitude. He said, "From the changing apostle's name, we may learn that the only way to help people is to get to their level. If you want to bless people, you must identify yourself with them. It's no use standing on a pedestal above them and patronizingly talking down to them. You cannot scold or bully or lecture men and women into the acceptance of religious truth if you take a position of superiority." Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 9:22, the motivation which led to the apostle's change of name from Saul, with its memories of royal dignity, to the Roman name Paul is this: "I have become all things to all people so that by all possible means I might save some." The principle demonstrated in his comparatively little matter in the same principle that influenced the master in the mightiest of all events. Listen, friend, no matter what name you answer to, humility must be your calling card when you present the gospel. As we live our life, let us be people today that would grab hold of humility. I know that I know that I know on this Memorial Day, the humility of the men and women who gave their life for us to experience freedom did so with the belief that we would act and lead with humility as well. Jesus made the point. If you want to be great, you must become humble, no matter whether your name is of great significance or not. God bless you, friend. Happy Memorial Day, and thanks so much for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.